The journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient.
Good morning. Come on out. Come on in. Father, I thank you, Lord God. This is the day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Sister Michelle. Come on out. This is the day. Come on. This is the day. This is the day. Right now. Today is your day. Come on out. Today is going to be a powerful release because the Bible says God inhabits the praise of His people. Come on now. God inhabits. He's married to. He's in covenant. He's in marriage covenant with your praise. So when you begin to praise, He comes. Oh, come on now. When you begin to praise, He comes on the scene. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Now, listen. We're learning right now that in this season, you're not going to be worshiping Him. You're not going to be giving Him glory. You're not going to be giving Him praise to get things, but you're going to be giving Him praise. You're going to be worshiping Him. You're going to be going to another level in your relationship with Him because of who He is. Well, I wish I had somebody with me. Come on. Are you with me today? I'm just checking the lighting. All right, here we go. There we go. Amen and amen. Listen, Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And Father, we declare and decree that we'll never be the same again. Father, we declare and decree after we receive this word, when we hear it and hide it in our heart and do it, Father, we are going to be, oh my God, we're going from death to life. We're going from lack to abundance. Father, we're going from worry, doubt, and fear to faith, boldness. Woo, my God. Father, we just bless you right now. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that according to Psalms 29, Father, you say, give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. And the Lord will give strength to His people. And the Lord will bless His people with shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. Come on now, wholeness. This is the season and time that you're going to be made whole. Listen, if He only gives you just enough for the bill, then you're not whole. Come on now. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our mission, and our Our ministry is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. As the Bible says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And to those that received the word, he gave to them the power to become sons of God. You're going to realize that in this time and season, you're not giving him glory. You're not trusting the Lord. You're not sowing seed from the point of view of a servant slave. No, you're doing it. You're investing in your relationship, son to father, father to son. Oh, come on now. As an heir of the throne, as an heir of the kingdom. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Keshet, come on, come on. Let's just get to this word. I only got a few minutes. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory. Listen, today, remember I said that today is, listen. Now listen, today has a big, huge connection to you going to the next level in your relationship, into your next financial level, your next level of health, okay? Because today is two things. One, it's the 12th day of February, okay? But then it's the 43rd day of the year, okay? But the number 12 is deeply rooted, hold on, let me just turn this down, in biblical, prophetic, and spiritual meanings, okay? Representing divine government, divine authority and order, completion, and kingdom alignment. When we connected to the 43rd day of 2025 within the season of divine and anointed grace, okay, it signifies a time of divine order, kingdom alignment, and spiritual authority being fully activated. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. 12 represents divine government and kingdom authority. There were 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus chose 12 apostles. Glory, in Revelation, it talks about the 12 gates and the 12 angels and the 12 foundations of Israel, of the New Jerusalem, okay? With the spiritual insight, 12 is a mark of God's divine order, government, and authority. The 2025 connection in this season of anointing, believers are stepping into their kingdom authority. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on, you better get it right now. You are stepping into your kingdom authority and you are establishing divine rule and order. He's establishing divine rule and order in their lives and their assignments. 12 represents apostolic and prophetic foundations. Ephesians chapter 2, it says that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ being the chief cornerstone. Come on now, Chet and Martha. Come on now. You better get this. Woo, my God, my God. The Bible says, with all of your getting, get understanding. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my God. The number 12 signifies apostolic governance and prophetic leadership. 2025, this season will mark a reestablishment of apostolic and prophetic anointings, where spiritual leaders will rise up to bring divine alignment to the church or to the kingdom and the nations. Okay, I don't say the church because you are the church, okay? But I want to say the kingdom because the kingdom is everyone together. Oh, glory. There is no division. There are no denominations, but the kingdom of God being reestablished and reconnected. Oh, my God. 12 represents completion and fulfillment. Jacob had 12 sons representing the complete foundation of Israel. Jesus' first appearance in the temple was at age 12. And Revelation chapter 22 describes the tree of life yielding 12 kinds of fruit for healing. The spiritual insight, the number 12 represents the completion of one season and the preparation of a new season. the connection to 2025. The anointing in this season is bringing divine fulfillment where past delays will give way to spiritual breakthroughs right now. Good morning, Sister Trina. Ah, glory. Woo, my God. 12 is a call to kingdom leadership, okay? Jesus sent out 12 disciples to establish his kingdom. The number 12 marks a time of commissioning. This is the prophetic connection. In this season, many will be called, trained, and released into their kingdom assignments, anointed with God's grace to walk in power and influence, okay? Ooh, I got to get out of here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 12 is a season of governmental and prophetic shifts. In 1 Kings chapter 4, Solomon had 12 governors over all of Israel who supplied provisions for the king and his household. The prophetic insight, the number 12, signifies divine governmental shifts. In this season, God is anointing leaders to establish divine governance, both spiritual and natural. And it's also going to mark divine alignment, okay? The prophetic insight, alignment with divine order brings supernatural favor and authority. This is a season where believers must align their lives with divine principles to step into their full anointing. Oh, my God. That's right, Sister Michelle. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, my God. Listen. Woo. I'm just going to speak this prophetic release over your life. Then we're going to pray and get, listen, today is your day. Okay, this is the season, okay? 2025 is the season that you have been anointed with God's divine grace. And every day, every time we get on, we're going to add more understanding so you'll know what to do in this season. But here's the prophetic release for this day. I am establishing my divine order. You will establish my divine order in this season. I am anointing my people with apostolic and prophetic authority to bring alignment where there has been disorder. I am raising up kingdom voices. I am raising up kingdom voices who will speak the wisdom, who will speak with wisdom and clarity. The 43rd day of this year will be a marker of transition where my people will experience a supernatural shift into their next level. Walk in obedience, for I am setting divine order and releasing my anointing for those who are aligned with my will, saith the Lord. Okay? 2025 is the season where divine order is restored, spiritual authority is activated, and kingdom assignments are fulfilled. Step into your anointing with confidence. Amen and amen. Listen, and the best way to solidify that prophetic release in your life is to sow seed. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. Okay, the kingdom of God is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay? So listen, get your seed ready. Come on out. We're going to sow our seed right now. Come on. We're going to sow our 2025 seed. Okay? Hey, glory. Kesha. Woo, my God, listen. Some of you are going to get it. See, you're going to get that when God releases a prophetic word like that, that God is saying, listen, I'm here. I heard, listen, God inhabited the what? The praise. So when we give God glory, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he shall what? Direct your path. Listen, get your seed. Whether you're sowing into the ministry through PayPal, use the QR code, use Zelle at restoredmintl@gmail.com, or sow what is called the teruma. When you put it in the hand of the priest, Ezekiel 44:30, And you shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you understand that when you put it in the hand of the prophet, the overseer of the ministry, God calls me the priest of the ministry. Why? Because I am the one he holds responsible. So when God says, I am holding this priest responsible, put it into his hand and watch what I do in your life. Use my Cash App, $2, Prophet M.D. Bryant. Sow the seed, $20.25, $225, $2,025, whatever it is. This is your anointed divine grace seed. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains seed, time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree that right now, oh God, you are releasing the power of 12 in their life. Divine order, divine apostolic and prophetic authority. High glory. The destruction of chaos and disorder. And you are setting this day as a day of transition in their life. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Listen, don't miss tomorrow. We're going deeper into the word. Be blessed.